Parshas Matos, we'd like to study the insights of the Chizkuni. By way of introduction, let's take a look at the opening pasuk with Rashi. The parsha opens, of course, the parsha Nedarim, Vaydaber Moshe el Roshei Amatos Livnei Yisrael Emor, Zeh Hadov Asher Tziva Hashem. Rashi says, in the name of the Sifri, Moshe Nisnabe Beko Amar Hashem Kichatzos Halayla, Vanavim Nisnabu Beko Amar Hashem. We find that Moshe occasionally will introduce his Nevuah's prophecy with the word Ko, and the Nevi'im consistently, without exception, use the word Ko. Mosif Aleim Moshe. Moshe has a special darga of Nevuah. Shenisnabe B'loshon Zeh Hadovar. Moshe has this unique prophecy of Zeh Hadovar. Now, what we'd like to understand is if this comment of the Sifri is meant to illustrate the difference or the uniqueness of Moshe's Nevuah, then the difference between Moshe's Nevuah and that of all Nevi'im is, as the Rambam says, Zos HaTorah Lotei Muchlefes, that the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is the Torah, which will never be changed. It's eternal. And this is one of the Yisodei HaTorah. In fact, the Torah itself testifies in Parshas Balosa, Lochein Avdi Moshe Pe'el Pe'adaber Bo. And in fact, other Nevi'im say, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. The Rambam writes that She'elem Chelik Ba'olam Haba, those who have forfeited their portion in the next world, Ha'omer She'ein Torah Min HaShamayim, if they deny the Torah itself. And the Rambam says, Lo Kam Yisrael Kamosha Od Navi'u Mabit El Tmunaso. This is one of the fundamentals of the Torah. Nevuas Moshe and Torah Min HaShamayim are one and the same. So we ask the following question: why did the Torah see fit to emphasize the uniqueness of Torah Moshe here in Parshas Nedarim by telling us at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, not in Parshas Yisro or Mishpatim, which describes Moshe's ascent to the mountain, to the Har Sinai, to receive the Torah? That was the most historical moment, most significant moment that the Torah testifies for all of Klal Yisrael, for all generations, that it's Moshe himself who goes up the mountain. Moshe says, Atem re'isim ki b'nei shamayim, dibarti mochem, v'hine anochi b'aylecha b'yav ha'anon, b'avur yishma ha'om, b'dabri moch, v'gam b'choya minu li'olam. And here, tucked away in Parshas Matos, Zeh HaDovar, the uniqueness of Moshe's Nevuah, Zeh HaDovar, sounds anticlimactic and certainly out of place. In Parshas Yisro, the Torah testifies, Moshe Yadaber Velakim Yanenu B'kol. In Parshas Vaschanon, Daber atah imanu, Klal Yisrael say, you speak to us, v'nishma, we'll listen to you. Va'al yidaber imanu lokim pen nomus. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, will receive the word of God directly. We'll have to receive it through you as an intermediary. In Parshas Baloscha, when Aaron and Miriam raise a voice, a question about the status, the unique status of Moshe, lo gambanu diber Hashem, God spoke to us as well. The response is Pe el Pe Adabir Bo. The uniqueness of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is that every single parsha in the Torah is dependent upon Moshe Rabbeinu to receive its status as part of the Torah. And here in Parshas Nedarim, without any, at least apparent, necessary reason for it, the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu is the only Navi who reaches the level of Zeh HaDovar. All the other Nevi'im are only on the level of Ko. What's it all about? Now, Rashi, as we're wondering about the word Zeh at the beginning of Parshas Matos, Rashi, in his Perush to the end, the very end of last week's parasha, of Parshas Pinchas, Rashi says, "Vayomer Moshe el bnei Yisrael, kechol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe." Says Rashi, "Lahafsik ha'inyan divri Rabbi Shmuel fisha adkan dvar shel makom uParshas Nedarim mascheles b'diburo shel Moshe." Rashi says the Torah had to separate between the end of last parasha, the beginning of this parasha, because up until this point, at the beginning of this parasha, it's Dvar Shel Makom, the words of Hashem. Parashat Nedarim begins Diburo Shel Moshe. Hutzrach lahafzik tchila v'lomar shechazer Moshe v'yomer parasha zu liYisrael. The Torah had to reiterate that the parasha of the Korbanos, Korbanos Musaf, was submitted, was presented and transmitted through Moshe Rabbeinu. Because if not so, we would think, we might imply that Moshe was not the one who gave us Parshas Nedarim, but like Parshas Korbanos Musaf, Moshe was just a recipient, and he was the intermediary to transmit the word of Hashem to the people. So Hashem made a hefsek here by adding Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, that God, up until the beginning of our parasha of Nedarim, that up until this point Hashem commanded Moshe, Moshe receives passively and transmits. Here, Lahafsik Ha'inyan, we start with not Dvar Shel Makom, that was completed, but rather Diburo Shel Moshe. What is this contrast here that Rashi is postulating here between Dvar Shel Makom and Diburo Shel Moshe? After all, as the Ramban says more than once, that the truth is that the entire Torah from Bereishis until the very end, until the Yedi Kol Yisrael, came from the mouth of Hashem into the ears of Moshe Rabbeinu. And in fact, the Rambam writes that HaOmer Shekol Torah Kuli Me'es Hashem Chutz Me'afilu Teva Achas, if a person rejects and denies the divine origin of even one letter in the Torah, so what is this Diburo Shel Moshe? What is this Diburo Shel Moshe? Everything comes from Hashem to Moshe. Everything comes from Hashem. You can't deny that one word comes from Hashem. So we have now two categories. We have, as we move forward into Parshas Matos, Parshas Nedarim, we have number one, the Madrega of Zeh, right? Ki Zeh Adavar, that's the special, unique Madrega of Moshe's Nevuah. And we have the Darga of Dvar Shel Makom. And on the one hand, this puts Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, ahead of all the Nevi'im. On the other hand, it sounds like Dvar Shel Makom is not on the same Madrega as Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. It's somewhere in the middle. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega here, in terms of Dibur Shel Moshe, at the beginning of Parashas Matos, is somewhere midway, perhaps, between the Nevuah of all other Nevi'im and the Nevuah of the rest of the Torah, which is given B'Dvar Shel Makom. What does that mean? Now, as we said at the outset, you know, what we're learning here in Parashas Matos is the entire subject matter of Nedarim, the sugya of Nedarim, with all its complexities. And it's at the end of Sefer Bamidbar. What is this darga that Chazal is speaking about, which is indicated by Vaydaber Moshe and Zeh Adavar at the very beginning of Parshas Matos, at the end of Sefer Bamidbar? And one is tempted to think that perhaps this parsha really belongs, in a sense, to Sefer Dvarim. It's almost an introduction to Chumash Dvarim, which is defined as Hoil Moshe Be'er. That's how we begin the Dvarim. This is called Inach Kakosuv B'Torah B'Sefer Torah Moshe. Sefer Torah Moshe is a unique Sefer, the five Svarim. of the five Chumashim. Whenever you see Sefer Toras Moshe, you identify that as Chumash Dvarim. And we have now a description of Toras Moshe, which is Kotel, it incorporates the entire Torah, and that's called Zichru Toras Moshe. But then we have Kakosu B'Sefer Toras Moshe, which is a reference to Chumash Dvarim. And here we want to learn the Chizkuni, who I think is going to give us an introduction to the Sugi of Nidarim. The Pasuk says here, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Beis, Vaydaber Moshe El Roshe HaMatos Levnei Yisrael Lemar Zeh Adavar Shatziva Hashem, says the Chizkuni, Dover Zeh, meaning this Sugi of Nidarim, Lo Nisparesh Hecha Nemar LeMoshe. The Torah doesn't identify where, at what location was this nevuah, was this parasha given to Moshe. V'chein v'kama nevuos. And we find such a thing in other cases, in other instances of the nevuos Moshe. For example, he quotes Shmos Perek Yud, the parasha of Arba, Makas Arba, and there it says, Ko'amar Hashem. The pasuk says, "Vayova Moshe v'Aaron el Paro, Vayomer elav Ko'amar Hashem Elokei Ivrim." There's no mention of the transmission from Hashem to Moshe of Makas Arab, for telling Makas Arab. It just says that Moshe and Aaron showed up in front of Paro and they said, "Ko'amar Hashem Elokei Ivrim," and he goes on to present this, you know, foretelling of parsha of the Mak of Araba. No mention in any of the previous psukim that Hashem came to him, to Moshe, to command him to go to Paro and to predict the Mak of Araba. Chizkuni gives a second example, Kagon. Here he's referring to Shmos Perek Yud Aleph, Ko Amar Hashem Kechatzos HaLaila. And again, we're talking about the Eser Makos. And it simply says, "Vayomer Moshe Ko'amar Hashem." Rashi says, "Bi omdo lifnei Paro nemrlo nevuah zu." We don't have in the Torah any record of this nevuah being transmitted to Moshe. Just simply Moshe standing in front of Paro, Rashi says, and saying, "Ko'amar Hashem." Now the Chizkuni quotes a third example, also from Sefer Shmos. This time, Perek Chav Beis, Kigon, Simu Ish Charbo Al Yurecho, Degabio Egel. With regard to the Egel, in Shmos Lamed Beis, the Pasuk says, we'll read the whole Pasuk, Vayomer Lehem Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Simu Ish Charbo Al Yurecho, Ivru Veshuv Mishar Leshar V'machne V'horgu, Ish Es Echov, V'Ish Es Reyehu, V'Ish Es Krovo. Rashi raises the question, Vehechan Omar. The Torah just says, Vayomer Lahem, Hashem tells the people of Israel, Ko Amar Hashem, Vehechan Omar. And Rashi gives the answer, Zoveach Lelokim Yechram. Actually, it should be Elohim because it's referring to all the gods. So that there's no, says the Chizkuni, there's no specific nevuah recorded here in a specific time, a specific place, but there's, as Rashi says, a general tzivui, that a person who worships Avodah Zarah has to be put to death. And here Moshe just says, V'yomalem ko'amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, simos ish charbos yirecho. The Chizkuni wraps it up in a general sense, it says, V'yod harbe nevi'im nisnabu be'ko'amar Hashem v'lo matzinu hecha nemar. Very often, throughout Tanakh, Nevi'im will come forward, they will say, Ko'amar Hashem, they report that this is the Nevuah that they received from Hashem, and yet, the Tanakh doesn't tell us or describe the actual transmission of the Nevuah from Hashem. V'alzeh Nemar, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya Mem Dalid, quoted here by the Chizkuni, make him Dvar Avdo. Now, we'll take a look at Rashi and the Radak. Rashi says on that Pasuk in Yeshaya, Avdo is Moshe. The Radak says it's a reference to Yeshayahu HaNavi. apparently the Chizkuni is learning that the word Avta goes both on Moshe and on Yishai together. And if you look in the Malbim, over there on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Mekim Dvar Avdo, he writes, Ki anes yia mipnei shtei ponim, al yidei gzeres hatzadikim, ot filosam, kmosha omar, el yo chay Hashem im yia, hashonim ha'eile talum motor, ki im lefi dvari, which means, I'm not giving you a nevuah, I'm decreeing that there will be rain. And on such a case, says the Malbim, the Pasuk says, make him tvar avdo, hu atzadik ha'oved oso, that this Pasuk is a reference to the tzadik who serves Hashem and decrees what's going to happen, and Hashem fulfills the decree of the tzadik. Now, the Chizkuni, In this whole discussion about Koamar Hashem, mentioning Kechatzos HaLaila, you can take the Chizkuni's pshat on that pasuk, Koamar Hashem Kechatzos HaLaila, and here again, we're going back to Shmos Yud Aleph. Chizkuni writes, Ksiv Mekim Dvar Avdo, and again quoting the same pasuk in Yeshaya, V'yatzas Malacha Malachav Yashlim, Ha'omer liyushalayim tushav uliyor yuda tivnena v'charoseh akomem yesh omrim. He says, according to one opinion, mekim dvar avdo zem Moshe lokein avdi Moshe v'atzas malachim yashlim zem Moshe v'yishach malach v'yotzeim mitzrayim. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe lech emor lem liyisrael v'yavarti v'yeretz mitzrayim b'layla azeh. Holach Moshe v'yom liYisrael k'omar Hashem k'chatzos alayla ani yotzei b'toch Mitzrayim. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu k'var evtachti l'Moshe v'amarti lo v'chol beisi nemanu yehei Moshe avdi kazman elo amar Moshe k'chatzos alayla af ani poel b'chatzi halayla. So that in this interpretation, the Chizkuni says that making dvar avdo is an allusion to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu takes the word of God and gives it a little bit of a, shall we say, a specific kind of an embellishment, and Hashem fulfills exactly the nevuah as Moshe transmits it. Moshe added kechatzos alayla. Hashem had told Moshe, didn't say kechatzos alayla, but if Moshe added this and specified the moment of the Makkah, in this case Makkah's Bechoras, says kechatzos alayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to let Moshe Rabbeinu be a kazma and a liar. I'm going to fulfill the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. With regard to nevuahs that are connected to specific episodes in history, historical episodes, and that was l'shah, meaning it was only a nevuah for that moment in time, we don't have any difficulty in understanding make him dvar avdo, or ratzon yirei of yas, as the pasuk say, tzadik is goes HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. And we find many similar cases, Chazal embellished this, that any Navi, not just a Navi on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, can decree and Hashem will be mekayim, make him dvar avdo. Hashem will see it to it that his servants, the words of his servants, will come to fruition, come to pass. And that's even the Madrega of Chachmei Yisrael. But with regard to Nedarim, you know, we're not talking about a momentary, transitory nevuah specific to a moment or an episode in time, what we call a Shah. No, we're talking about Lidoros, we're talking about Doraisis, we're talking about Alochos. And they're even included in Taryag. And even with regard to these halachas of Nedarim, the Chizkuni claims that there's a chalos, if you will, of an application of this principle, make him dvar avdo. What does that mean? Are we meant to understand that some of the dinim of Nedarim are dvar Moshe? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore decides to fulfill those dinim? very difficult. Why does the Chizkuni insist with regard to our parsha of Nedarim that we're talking about, make him Dvar Avdo? And that's how he's interpreting the language of Dvar Zeh, right? Zeh Adovar, right here at the beginning of Parshas Nedarim. However, perhaps we can bring a support to this Chizkuni from the Medrash Rabbah. And Rav Kuperman, Zichron Levracha, in his Sefer Kedushas Pshuta Shel Mikra, emphasizes this Medrash by first introducing the famous principle in Chagiga Yud regarding Nidarim Hilchoseh Porchim Bi'avir. Says the Medrash Rabbah, Amar Avrachya, B'Shem Rabbi Chalba, B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak, Shehitir Nidro Shel Yotzro. We'll try and understand the Medrash, but first let's read the Medrash in its entirety. Ketzad, B'Shah Sha'asu Yisrael Sa'egel, Omad Moshe Mephayis Elokim Sheyimchol Lahem, Omar Elokim Moshe Kvar Nishbati Zoveach Lelokim Yechram. So the Medrash begins with Moshe's plea on behalf of Klal Yisrael, to spare Klal Yisrael in the aftermath of the Egel, and Moshe begs Hashem to be mochel, give us mechila, because after all, the people worship the Egel, but I am asking for mechila. And Hashem responds, but wait a minute, I already took an oath, Zoveach Lelokim Yechram, a pasuk in Shmos Chav Beis that we mentioned earlier. And Nishbati is a very heavy language here, a very strong language here, the Medrash Rabbah. Maybe it means that Hashem emphasizes this Isra of Avodah Zarah by writing Bilti Lashem Levado, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by saying that, it's considered that repetition and that emphasis as a Shvua. And Dvar Shvua Sheyotze Mipi, says the Medrash Rabbah, Eini Machzira, I cannot rescind or revoke a gzera with a shvua, which is something similar to what you find in the Arachayim HaKadosh Bamidbar Yudalit on the pasuk Miben Esrim Shana V'mala, and that has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision at the end of the 80th year, at the end of the 40th year, to rescind the shvua of Bamidbar Hazeh Yiplu Pigrechem, and 15,000 people who were meant to die were spared in the very last year of the 40 years in the Midbar, and that happened on Tu B'Av. So there is such a thing, L'choras Chazarasa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he rescinds his Shvua, and the Arachayim is going to address that point. But here in the Medrash Rabbah, Amar Moshe, Moshe responds, Yibono Lolan V'lo Nasata Li Afar Shal Nidorm, you're right, you took a Shvua, you took a Neder, but there is a parsha of Hafaras Nedarim, the Amarta Ish Ki Yidor Nedel Hashem O Yishov HaShvua Lesor Yisar Al Nafsho Lo Yachel Dvaro, says Moshe Rabbeinu, what do we derive Al Pidroshos from the pasuk Lo Yachel Dvaro? Who Eino Mochel? A person is not permitted to desecrate his own words, but other people can make them, so to speak, desecrated. Or make them chul. Chacham mochel es nidro b'eis sheyishal olav. Now this is fascinating. Moshe Rabbeinu says that Kodesh Baruch Hu amarta. Amarta probably means back at our Sinai, because this dialogue is taking place immediately after Moshe comes down from the mountain at the time of the Chet HaEgel. And at our Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the klolim of the Torah, all the dikdukim, the pratim of the Torah, all the details. Again, this pasuk Lo Yachel Dvaro doesn't have, you know, was not given yet. You know, we don't have that text, Lo Yachel Dvaro, from which Moshe is medayik aval acherim mochlim, that it could be Hataras Nedarim, Hafaras Nedarim. Again, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu has a tremendous power here, a unique power, to hear the Dvar Hashem, which he heard at Har Sinai, and to translate it into a pasuk as if it was written in Torah Shebichsav and then darshan it based on the midos of Torah Shebalpeh. That's fascinating. There's a similar idea in Parshas Yisro of Hosif Yom Echad Midaito, and Moshe Rabbeinu adds another day of Prisha. And here, with regard to Ataris Nedarim, the Gemara tells us in Chagiga, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Remez Lataris Nedarim and Atorah Minayin, Dechsiv Lo Yachal Dvaru, Hu Einu Mochel of Achirim Mochlim Lo. Chazal call this heter of Hataris Nedarim a remez in the Torah. Hafaris Nedarim is explicit in the Torah. The Av, the father of this girl, this Nara, or her husband, in the case of an Nara Murasa. Is it would seem that although the Chizkuni, swinging back to the Chizkuni, is right to some extent to apply the principle of making Dvar Avdo to the Parashat of Nedarim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted Moshe Rabbeinu's interpretation of Hataris Nedarim, and in the case of saving Klal Yisrael from the decree of the Chet HaEgel, the destruction of Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, Moshe's understanding of Hataris Nedarim was accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's making Dvar Avdo. But yet the bulk and the mass of Parashas Nedarim is explicit in the Torah. It's Doraisa without Moshe Rabbeinu coming along to interpret it. For example, as we said before, in the case of Nara, we're talking about HaFaris Nedarim Al Yidei Av, Al Yidei Baal. How is the Chizkuni going to understand that? That's not making Dvar Avdo. So then we have a little bit of a partial understanding of the Chizkuni. The Medrash Rabbah continues and says, Shekol Zokin Shemora Hora Im Yirtze Sheikablu Achirma Ra'asa Tzarchu L'kaima Tchila. If an elder who sits on the high court and issues a verdict, a hora, a psak din, and he wants others to accept it, he should first be mekayim himself. V'ata tzivisanu al afaris nedarim. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have commanded us on afaris nedarim. Dinu shetatir es nidrucha kasher tzivisani lahatir achirim. You should be mekayim the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we do, like the case of the Zokin Shemor HaRoi is mekayim tchila. Miyad nis'atev betaliso v'yoshev lo kezokin. Moshe Rabbeinu wraps himself around in a talis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu omeid kishoel al nidro. Moshe Rabbeinu becomes, so to speak, the bezdin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask for a hatorah on his neder of Zovech lelohim yechram. V'chein hu omer, and this is the pasuk in Dvarim Tes, va'eshev bahar. What's going on here? Moshe is sitting in the mountain. Efshe shayim Moshe yoshev elokim yisparach shmo omer. Could it be that Hashem is standing and Moshe is sitting over Afuna? She yoshav lahatir is nidro shal yotzro. He, Moshe Rabbeinu, was sitting like a bezdin sits, in order to remove the validity, the binding nature of the nether of his creator. Omar lo, Hashem says to Moshe, Toa ani al hara'a asher dibarti lasos lami. Moshe, here's the words from Hashem that I have a second thought. You know, I regret what I said to destroy my people. Ose shomer Moshe, mutulcha, mutulcha. Ein kan lo neder, ein kan shvua. Hevi vayachel Moshe. Vayachel Moshe. That's what vayachel Moshe means. Shehefer neder liyotzro. Kemad hat amrit lo yachel dvoro. Meaning that, just like Moshe said, hu ein amokhel aval chacha matir lo. Om Rav Shimon ben Levi lefichach nikra shmo ish helokim. The Torah at the end of the Chumash describes Moshe as ish helokim. Lomar shehitir neder lelokov. Ish, that's the greatness of Moshe. He's an ish helokim. the word ish is always an allusion and an indication to control over something. Like, for example, Hashem ish milchama. God is an ish, meaning he has control over battles, over war. He's the victorious party in the war, he with a capital H. So Moshe is called Ish Elokim, he's, so to speak, victorious with regard to Hashem. He's able to be matir the neder of Hashem and save Klal Yisrael at the time of the Chet HaEgel, and that's the lashon of the Medrash Rabbah. And on a deeper level, the Medrash Rabbah seems to be saying clearly, and Chazal say it, that in the parash in the Sugi Vatoris Nedor, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who could be described as Hizkir es ha-mitzvah shebekoach beis midrasho beis gnozov shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel has his beis midrash up there in Shamayim. He's got beis gnozov, you know, some sort of secret treasury house. And very often Moshe Rabbeinu plays the role of bringing down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beis midrash an answer to some issues or ambiguous, unknown dinim of Tariq mitzvahs. For example, Moshe brings down the din of the Tmeim Lenefesh, that they're permitted to bring a Karban Pesach Sheni. We find something similar to the din of Chanukah Sabayis. Here also, Moshe Rabbeinu plays a major role in bringing down and clarifying the mitzvah of the Parashat of Nidarim. And perhaps that's what Rashi means here at the end of Parshas Pinchas, with the transition immediately to Parshas Nedarim. L'fisha ad kan, says Rashi, Dvar shel Mokum of Parshas Nedarim Aschels b'diburo shel Moshe. And Rashi says, Hutzach lahafzik tchila v'loma shechazer Moshe v'yomer Parshas Zu l'Yisrael shem lokein yesh b'mashma shelo omer lehem zu. Meaning, the parash of Karbon Shel Musaf El, the parash of Nedarim Hizkil Dvarov. Rashi seems to be indicating that the parash of Nedarim is a parash in which we are spectators to see a phenomenal manifestation of something that is a Limud Torah on the Madrig of Zeh, as we said, Moshe Nisnabe B'Zeh Adovar. This is the darga that separates Moshe from all the other Nevi'im. The Torah indicates this by saying, Vaydaber Moshe Zeh HaDovar. And on these words, Zeh HaDovar, the Sifri writes that Moshe Nisnavi B'Zeh V'Shan Nevi'im B'Ko. And we ask, why is the Torah telling us something so unique about Moshe right here at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, tucked into two words in the Parsha Nedarim? And what about the fundamental study or principle that we know and we've learned about the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu in contrast to all the known Nevi'im? Why here at the end of Bamidbar? Would it be more appropriate for Parshas Yisro? That's what our question was. But perhaps what's going on is that Parshas Nedarim is a case in point in which Moshe Rabbeinu, in a sort of active way, participates in determining the halacha and interpreting the mitzvah. And Moshe here is presenting to HaKadosh Baruch the parasha of Lo Yachel Dvaro, which is the parasha of Vayichal, as we said before, that Hu Eino Mechal Dibura Aval Acher Mechal. So in other words, the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's shall we say partnership in determining the meaning of the kasuv of Torah, which begins already back after the Chet HaMeraglim, after Moshe had received the Torah as an oral Torah, is later on Moshe again will succeed to interpret the written Torah. He will do so in the most bombastic way, playing the most important role of partnership, a very high profile role in the case of Chumash Dvarim. Until now, the entire Torah was simply Torah Shebal Peh. Now Moshe Rabbeinu writes the Chumash Dvarim, that's his Sefer. And in a smaller sense, maybe Bezer Anpin, we might say, we have the parasha of Nedarim. That also is the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's career, so to speak, as giving over Ksav, of giving over the words of the Torah in a way that he, Moshe, will play a role to interpret those words. And the beginning of that process is here at the end of Bamidbar, but the end of that process, or the more intense part and profound part of that process, is Chumash Dvarim. So that medrash that we studied is really indicating that Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his mindset, was meant, and his intention was to give the mitzvah Ataras Nedarim and to be koveya the halachas of Nedarim as halachas Doraisa. But Moshe Rabbeinu would play this unique role of what we call Horada Lahorid, meaning that within the context of the parasha of Nedarim, with all its manifold complex details on a Doraisa level, Moshe will play a special role, Lahorid, one particular dimension of the parasha of Nedarim, a very important one nevertheless, and that is Hataras Nedarim. So the halach of Hataras Nedarim, in a sense, is bekoach, it's there in potential, and it can become part of the framework of Tariq Mitzvahs, but to make it into a mitzvah hamachayeves, to be part of the Torah itself, we need Moshe Rabbeinu to play this role, and Vayichal Moshe. And the entire sugya, or shall we say halach of Hataras Nedarim within the framework of Tariq Mitzvahs, is very special. And it's the only case that we know of where a man can do something that's poel lemafreya. Okay, perhaps tshuva is also lemafreya, but where he really can change something retroactively, because as we know, Hataras Nedarim is Oker the Nedil Mafreya, Meikaro. And this is a tremendous chiddush. And perhaps that would explain why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu was still holding on to this in his base Medrash Al Mal and his base Gnozov. He was holding it close, you know, as we say the phrase, he held his cards close to his chest. It's only after Moshe's Horada, which means Moshe comes down from Har Sinai, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees to incorporate Hataras Nedarim in the mitzvahs Doraisa, the mitzvahs Hamachayvos. And perhaps we could say that it's not coincidental that there is a smichus haparshios here between the parsha of Kol Nidre, so to speak, and the parsha of Tshuvas Yom HaKippurim, because Tshuvas also Oker LeMafreya. The Ramchal makes a big deal about this in his Mesilas Yesharim in the fourth parak. Midas harachmonos hanosenes shebiyos hashov makir scheto umodebo umizbonein al ra'aso v'shov umizcharitol av charot gemura meikor kecharotas haneder mamish. Hine, says the Ramchal, akiras adovar mirtsoni yechoshlo keakiras haneder umizkapolo Shavon sar mamish me'amitzius v'nekar v'meshachshav mitztayru misnachim amashayil mafreya. So we have here the sugya of tshuva, the sugya of Hataras Nedarim, which is chal mafreya, and it completely undermines and disqualifies the nether from its source, from its emergence. And that parsha, that sugya of Hataras Nedarim, is Mekim Dvar Avdo. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That towards the end of his career, which is the career of Hoyel Moshe Beir, he begins that career with his biur on Parshas Nedarim, namely his Hamtza'ah, so to speak, his creation of Hataras Nedarim. And that's why the Torah here in the Parsha of Hataras Nedarim indicates that Moshe Rabbeinu reaches this unique darga, this level of zeh, as opposed to ko. And perhaps the Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Masai in Bamidbar Lamed Gimel makes a lot more sense now in the light of this discussion, because the Ramban writes, Achre Nikmas Midyan, Shamala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe in Bamidbar Lamed Aleph to take revenge and fight the battle against Midyan, and then it says, Achar Teyosef HaLamecha, and afterwards your career will end. Says the Ramban, V'achre Shechilek Eretz Sichon V'og Ubanu Ha'orim Hanizkaros Nosan Daito Lichtov HaMasos V'nizkavim Bozeh. Here's another case of Mekim Dvar Avdo. It's Moshe taking the initiative. It's lokom kimoshe. It's pe'a el pe'a davar bo. It's ze'a davar. This is the way Torah Shebal Peh is established and transmitted. Moshe Rabbeinu is given the command to destroy Midyan, and he decides when to write the parasha of Masos, or whether to write the parasha of Masos. Fascinating. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu is reaching this glorious level, again at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, of Zeh HaDavar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu again is going to have to dictate the Parsha of Masos to Moshe Rabbeinu so that it be part of the Eternal Torah, the Kosev HaTorah. But the Ramban says, Lodiach HaSodav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imoem, that this entire Parsha of Masos is meant to convey the incredible love and compassion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Bnei Yisrael. But if not for the initiative, the yozma of Moshe Rabbeinu, these chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have apparently remained on that level of Torah Shebal Peh, but never would have been part of Torah Shebiksav. Now, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees to what Moshe says, Nosan Daito Lichtov Es HaMasos, and I emphasize the word Lichtov, then the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes anchored in the sanctity of Torah Shebichsav. Every letter of Torah Shebichsav can be subject to drashos, to Shivim Panim LaTorah, just like the osios of the Aseres HaDibros, or the osios of Timna, Hoysa, Pilegesh. Torah Shebal Peh has, of course, a tremendous value to it, to know the Torah, but Torah Shebichsav has an additional dimension of the words of the Torah, the significance of the words, and how to interpret those words, and the endless eternal nature of those words. Now, from the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to write the Torah through Moshe, all of a sudden, the Parsha Masos becomes integrated into the Torah Shebichsav. It gets a whole new creative status as a part of Netzach of Torah, part of the eternity of the Torah. But it's Moshe Rabbeinu who takes the initiative. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's machtiv the Torah, of course. And the Ramban, in a sense, is recognizing a distinction between Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebal Peh is the historical truth of what actually transpired. Torah Shebichsav is Mipiv Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liozno Shal Moshe, to be koveya for all of eternity, al mashiyah. In the sugi of Masos, the Archaim HaKadosh, for example, distinguishes between Kedushas Torah on the level of Megillah and Kedushas Sefer Torah. The difference between Megillah and Sefer, and he writes on the pasuk in Bamidbar Lamed Gimel Vayichtov Moshe Motzeim Tzarch Ladas Ma Modiyonu HaKos B'Maimer Zeh. Why does the Torah have to tell us that Moshe wrote, he inscribed the Masos? In lo Moshe Moshe Ksovam, if you tell me that Moshe wrote them down, he committed them to writing, halo kol Torah Moshe Ksovam. The entire Torah was written down by Moshe. Hashem dictated the Torah into Moshe's ears. Says the Archaim, V'nire, Shakosin is coming lo dienu, say their Ksivas HaMasos, shlo nichtavu biyom echad. They weren't recorded on one particular day as a Megillah, right? Megillah means, you know, piecemeal, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach that we've mentioned many times, Megillah, Megillah, Nitna, Ella, but rather the writing of the Masos was Al Zeh HaSeder, Shehizkel Moshe Lichtov B'Pinkaso B'Mitzvah HaMelech. Again, B'Mitzvah HaMelech means B'Piv Shal Kodesh Baruch Liozno Shal Moshe Miyom Sheyotzu B'Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu already began writing the Masos from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, when the Masos began in the Midbar, immediately after the redemption, and that was written B'Mitzvah HaMelech. So that has the status of Ksiva, universal Ksiva for the entire, you know, as it applies to the entire Sefer Torah. Says the Archaim Al Zeh Derech Yom Sheyotzu Mitzrayim Kosav Pasuk Vayisu Bnei Yisrael Miramses Shnei Ksuvim. Here the Archaim is going through the Psukim Atevos Shvatim Ukshechanu Besukos. When they got to a place called Sukos, a bit later on, Kosav, again, Moshe received a dictation from Hashem, the Pasuk, Vayisu Vayachnu Besukos, Kshenosu Misukos, Kosav, Vayisu Misukos, Vayachnu Biesom, Vechen Al Zeh Aderech HaYakosev Kol Masa Bizmano. Moshe Rabbeinu recorded each one of the Masos in its time, Ad Shehigiu Yarvos Mov, until the end of the 40 years, the Achakach Omar Hashem Elov, She is Sadram B'Torah Kiderech Shayuksuvim Etzlo. That which Moshe wrote in a sort of temporary, call it a scroll or a diary, now Hashem commands him to write them in the order, the exactly the way he had written them. The Amru, and they said, Al Pi Hashem. The Amro, I should say, in the Pasuk says, Al Pi Hashem. Again, we're going back to the Pasuk of Vayitov Moshe Es Motseyem Mas'eyem Al Pi Hashem. Says the Yerachayim HaKadosh, what is this pasuk coming to convey? Lomar Shemichtav Rishon Atzmo Hoy Al Pi Hashem. In other words, that which Moshe Rabbeinu had his own Rishimos, you know, his own writings in his Pinkas at the time of the Masa, Hoya Al Pi Hashem. Now it's being written and dictated by Hashem. And again, the Archaim of Chaim ben Atar is now distinguishing between Kedusha Sakosuv Mipiv Yisparach as opposed to what Moshe had written in his Pinkas. The Shem Torah, the Heftzah Shel Torah, is defined by something which is sanctified by Torah because Hashem tells Moshe to write it as dictated by Hashem. That becomes part of the Sefer Torah. Sefer meaning Torah Shebichsav. That's the Sefer from which we're going to learn Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod, and Shivim Ponim LaTorah. The original Rishimos that were B'Pinkaso Shel Moshe, those were given by Hashem, but those are called Megillah, not Sefer, but Megillah. Moshe would take that Megillah and he would upgrade it to the status of Torah when Hashem would dictate it to him. So there's a Megillah Shel Torah, and there's the Sefer Torah. Now this Megillah, which is called the Megillah of Torah, is similar to the Megillahs about which Rashi writes in Gittin, in the Sugya Megillah, Megillah Nitneis, on Daf Samach, Dimitchila Nichtava Megillas Breishis, Vahodar Megillah Noach, Vahodar Megillas Avram, Vahainu Dekomer David Megillas Avram, Kosovo Lai. It sounds like what Rashi is saying is that whatever was being written by Moshe Rabbeinu as a Megillah would create, let's say, a unit, a separate unit called Megillah, and it would have to be integrated as we would say, mechubar, we would take all these megillas together and connect them or integrate them into one whole. Kol kasuv sheichtiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu b'shem Torah yikare, but chibur kol hamegillas halol yidei Moshe mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hofech es kol haTorahs halol l'sefer Torah. So the Megillah is called the Megillah Shel Torah, but to create a Sefer Torah with all the halachic and significant implications, for that you need to integrate all the Megillahs together. And there were Megillahs that, for example, Chazal say were Biyad Avoseinu b'Mitzrayim. Our forefathers had Megillahs in Mitzrayim, and they passed on a tradition about Shabbos and perhaps other things, and that was what consoled them in Mitzrayim. But that's not the same as the Megillos that were written Beruach Nevuah, as Nevuah from Hashem. But even if it was a Megillah that was written B'Nevuah Me'Hashem, even on that level, since it wasn't yet integrated into one whole, taking all these individual units of Megillos and sewing them, so to speak, figuratively together, it's not called Sefer Torah. And if you take a look in the Emes LeYaakov of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he writes that if you look in Mizmar Tzadi Beis, which is called Mizmar Shil Yom HaShabbos, you get the impression that that was originally a Megillah. And Liyom HaShabbos, when it says Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos, the intention is that it was written Beruach HaKodesh, like all of Ksuvim, for the purpose of Limud B'Yom HaShabbos. Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos, meaning let's learn this on Shabbos. And this was studied back in Mitzrayim during the time period of Shibud Mitzrayim in order to console the people and uplift their spirits. Bifrach v'sham ko esev lisham dom adayad. So basically what we're saying is that there are three different levels of ksiva. There's Megillos that were written perhaps by Noach, by the Avos, by Nevi'im. There's a darg of Nevuah. This is all one and the same. In the case of Ksuvim, a darg of Ruach HaKodesh. Then we upgrade to number two. Level number two is Megillos that were written by Moshe Rabbeinu, but they were dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That could be called Megillos Shel Torah, but it's not yet the Sefer Torah. And that's where we get the third and highest level, is when we connect together all these Megillos that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote on his Pinkas. Mipiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were dictated by Hashem. Now they become a new entity when we add them all and connect them all together. That's called Sefer Torah. With regard to which the Torah says at the end of Dvarim, Dvarim Lamed Aleph, it says, Lokuach es Sefer HaTorah zeh, v'samtem oso mitzad Aron Bris Hashem. So the final chibur of all these Megillos and Toros into a Sefer Torah was accomplished by Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his days, at the end of his career mamish. And that's when we have the emergence of a Sefer Torah. Okay, Rabbos, I will stop here.